Now, we've been talking about a lot of great things that have been happening in the area in the lead up to Christmas, but there is a really sad story that we've come across out of Albion Park that had me in tears, and I'm sure a lot of other people as well. A young dad, Daniel Perkins, he passed away suddenly, leaving behind his wife, Nikki, and 8-year-old twin sons, Logan and Geordie. And one of our listeners got in touch with me to tell me the sad news. And it is really, really sad state of affairs for this family. And we have someone from the family who joins us now. It's Nikki's brother, Daniel's brother-in-law, Shane Anderson. Shane, thanks for chatting with us this morning. Just tell us what exactly happened.
So Wednesday, usually like every day, Daniel works night shift for Bass Point Hanson Quarry. He came home that morning, said hello to the kids, gave them a big cuddle, said hello to my sister. She did the usual, took the boys to school and dropped them off, and Daniel went to sleep like he normally would every other day, being a night shift worker. Late that afternoon, I just got a call from the school saying that Daniel hadn't arrived to pick him up from school. And that's just super, super unnormal for my brother-in-law not to be anywhere he needs to be for his kids. And, my sister she knew something was wrong. And, by the time we got to him, he'd passed away in his sleep, unfortunately. All we've been told at this stage is Daniel had an enlarged heart, but nothing's been confirmed as to why, other than that, completely healthy 36-year-old male.
Oh, my goodness, man. That is just terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How's Nikki? How are the kids doing at the moment?
Yeah, as you can imagine, one of the difficultest weeks I've been through. To watch my sister, she broke.
No, it's absolutely terrible. There's no words really for it. It's just absolutely terrible.
She's very strong, She's got the two boys, and so she's, kicking down goals step by step, day by day, making sure that the boys need to be where they are and they're comfortable and happy, as Dan would have wanted. And that's the reason why I'm pushing so hard for, support. And we've had some really good support from the community, which speaks, volumes about the person that Dan was. He was that type of bloke. Everyone loves. He always had a large chat with, whoever he met. He might have been the person at the bakery shop, the coffee shop. He was always late because he was always, having a chat with someone, taking a long time, genuine people. We've had so many people come up, bring food to the house, flowers, all those things just make a very large difference, and we're so thankful for all that. Daniel was the biggest joker of them all as well, so he just keeps a bit of a smile on your face. He was one of those blokes that kind of let you stand in the ant's nest, and took quite pleasing fun out of, watching you and noticing that you were standing in that ant's nest and kind of wouldn't say nothing to you just to see and watch your reaction. Just a really top bloke, mate, who lived wholly and solely for his family and kids.
Okay, well, Shane, what we're going to do is share that GoFundMe to the Wave FM Facebook page so that anybody who is listening can donate that way. And just got to say, so sorry for your loss, and please send our love to Nikki and the boys.
I will. I appreciate the time with you today, guys. All the backing is so much appreciated.
Yeah, look, terrible story, but, we hope that the Illawarra will come together and really support this wonderful family. If you can, as Jade said, we'll put it all on our social media pages. It's Jade and Damien in the morning, 96.5 Wave FM.